The pasuk tells us in this week's parsha's boy, Perek Beis pasuk Chaf Aleph. Vayikra Moshe l'chol k'zekne Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu called to all the elders of Klal Yisrael. Vayemer aleim, and he said to them, Mishchu ukchu lachem tzayin l'mishpachaseichem shachatu haPesach. Moshe Rabbeinu commanded his kingdom to tell Klal Yisrael they should go out and take for them tzayin, take for them a sheep for their families, and they should shech the carbon Pesach. This was the first mitzvah, or among the first mitzvahs, they were given to Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim. One might ask, why is this mitzvah in particular so important? The mitzvah of bringing a carbon for the carbon Pesach while they were still in Mitzrayim. Is there any symbolism, is there anything symbolic about this being the first mitzvah? The truth is that the Medrash tells us in Shmais Rabbah, Parshas Tazayin, Perek Dalet, something very interesting. The Medrash tells us on this pasuk. The Medrash says, V'chein b'Mitzrayim, and also in Egypt, Hayu Meshubadim Yisrael Shmainim Shana. The Bnei Yisrael were Meshubad for 80 years. They worked for the Mitzrayim for 80 years. V'hayu HaMitzri Hoylech B'Midbar. The Mitzrayim would go out to the deserts, V'tofes Ayil Otzvi, and they would hunt a ram or a deer, V'shoichtoi, and they would shecht it, V'shoifes Es Asir, and they would cook it, umavashal v'oichel v'yisrael royim v'loy taimen. The Mitzrayim had a very cruel custom that they would go out and capture a game, bring it back, cook it in front of the Jews, and they would not offer it to their Jewish neighbors. The Medrash continues, shenemar b'shifteinu al sir abasar b'achlenu lechem l'seiba. We know later on in Parshas B'shalach, after Kriyas Yamsuf, when Bnei Yisrael were in the Midbar, they came to Moshe Rabbeinu to complain that they had nothing to eat. The Torah says that after that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent them the man. But the pasuk says in Perek Tazayin, Pasuk Gimel, B'Shevtenu Al Sir HaBasar B'Achlinu Lechem L'Soiva. They told Moshe Rabbeinu that we were in Mitzrayim, we sat next to the big pot of meat, and we ate bread. The Medrash says, Leikse B'Achlinu Misir HaBasar. Doesn't say that they ate from the pot of meat, El B'Shevtenu, when they sat next to it. Continues the Medrash, Shehayu Eichlan Lachman B'Lei Basar. They were eating their bread without meat accompanied. Amalem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that because of the cruelty of the Mitzrayim, that they would not offer a meat to their neighbors, the Bnei Yisrael. Atem zinaktem es banai bebasar. Shehayisim Eichlan V'lahayisim Naisim Lahem. You caused the Jews to salivate and not give them to eat. So too, I will make it that my children will shecht the tzoyin, they will shecht the sheep, that you bow down to him, and they will eat it, and you will have nothing to say. Not only you have nothing to say, but you will be disgusted, and you will have so much tzar. Lama, why is that? Shani dayan emes, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, because I am the truthful judge. The lesson that we see from this Medrash is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered every single amount of tzar, any little amount of damage, any little amount of cruelty, any little amount of hurt that the Mitzrayim caused to the Bnei Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid them back. And that's what the Pasuk says, V'gamas hagoya asher yavaydu dona noichi. We say this in the Haggadah, it's also a Pasuk, that the nation that caused you so much, that caused you pain, dona noichi, I will judge them. And I will judge them down to the last minute detail of tzar that they caused you. And to go back to the question that we asked earlier, why was this one of the first mitzvahs? Why was this so important? Says the Medrash, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing Klal Yisrael and he was showing the Mitzrayim that for every little part of tzar, every little part of damage that Mitzrayim caused, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered it and he paid them back. The truth is that the Ramban tells us at the end of this week's parsha that this parsha of Yetzias Mitzrayim is the parsha of Emuna, is the parsha of teaching Klal Yisrael to have faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rosh says in Archas Chaim that Emuna, the site of Emuna, the underlying principle of Emuna is Hashkacha, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu supervises over everything that we do. What is the meaning of Hashkacha? The meaning of Hashkacha is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees every single act, and he remembers every single act that's done. And for every act that is done, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers and he takes action later on, like we see here with the Mitzrayim. That even though many, many years later, it had been almost been forgotten what the Mitzrayim had done, because the Shibud of Mitzrayim had become so much worse, and so much more cruel. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered that in the years earlier, the Mitzrayim caused the Bnei Yisrael Tzar by not feeding them the meat that they were eating. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mida Keneged Mida, paid them back that they couldn't say anything when their own deity was being shechted by the Bnei Yisrael. Not only shechted by the Bnei Yisrael, but this was the forebearer. This was the beginning of the Geula of the Bnei Yisrael had from Mitzrayim. Good Shabbos.